It's 8:43 Thursday morning with the Musers. Last segment, we talked a lot about the opening night for the Mavericks, loss to the Spurs, the Cooper Flag debut. A lot going on last night at the American Airlines Center. And joining us now on the ticket hotline to talk about it is our favorite octogenarian. He was the head usher last night for that ball game. We say good morning to Jesse the usher. How are you?
Hello.
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 Okay, I can hear you. Yeah, the world's oldest usher, and that has been certified by the Guinness World Records.
Guinness?
Is that what it said? I couldn't read the certificate.
Yeah.
Yeah, Guinness.
Didn't have my readers on at the time, but yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate that. John? Or
Craig.
Craig.
John.
Yeah, I enjoyed ushering that game. You know, this is I've done every Mavericks home opener ever that they've ever had.
Wow. Going all the way back to the early 1980s, huh?
Yeah, back to the 1980s. That's exactly right. And that was after I'd already retired and started ushering. So, you know, my original job was in IT, and then I moved on to ushering in my
retirement. That doesn't really match up.
But I was really excited to see Cooper, that young kid that's playing for the Mavericks now. I can't say his last name.
Yeah, you can. Yes, Cooper Flag.
Yeah.
I thought we couldn't say that word anymore. Are you
flag.
Sure about that?
Flag.
F-L-A-G-G.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I hadn't been saying it last night. I thought I was going to get canceled by snowflakes. But, but yeah, you know, I have a great-grandchildren's older than Cooper Flag. He looks too young to me to be in the NBA.
I know. He's only 18.
I mean, LeBron's got skid marks in his underwear older than Cooper Flag.
That's probably true.
but I got to meet, and Cooper, very nice young man. His parents were there last night. I got to meet them. And you know why they were there, don't you? They had to drive him there. He ain't old enough to drive yet.
So I don't know about that.
Yeah, I think he's.
They said
a
they didn't want to fight traffic twice, so they'd just stay in for the game and take him home.
Right? Wow. Yeah, that's what parents do. Yeah.
But Mr. Cooper, he was very polite.
Yeah.
Very polite. He came up and thanked me for my service, and
nice.
Said he appreciated what I did in Nam, and I said, Sonny, I was running bayonets through Germans, not Vietnam. And I'm talking WWI Germans.
You fought in World War I?
Both of them, yeah.
Both of them?
Yeah, I took a swim through Germany twice because I kind of have a grudge against them people.
Wow, okay.
Jeez.
But yeah, Mr. You know, I don't know if y'all saw the Mr. Cubans. He wasn't there that I saw.
I never saw him on TV. No.
Yeah, he was probably out getting glammed up for some television appearance somewhere else. Or something.
He's on TV a lot.
He is, and his face is looking more waxy than what you find at Madame Tussauds.
All right.
Okay, come on.
It had to be different without him in the arena.
I wonder if he's got a wick on the top of his head. Just light that candle right up. No, I miss Mr. Cubans being more involved with the team. You know, he was a little annoying, but he was so passionate, passionate. And I miss them late night dance parties and all the naked twister he used to make us do.
He made you do.
It was fun, yeah. Team building exercise is what he called them
as
anyway.
As team building.
But yeah, I appreciate y'all talking to me. You got any questions for me now?
Well, yeah. What was the mood like in the arena last night? Opening night?
There was a little powder keg in my section.
Why is that?
I was in charge of protecting Mr. Nico.
Oh.
Nico Harrison. And and there's still a lot of people really mad at him.
Yeah.
For trading away that Russian kind of guy. What was his name?
Luca?
Luca, yeah. It was over in that eastern area. But there was one really aggressive fan who kept screaming, "Go Raiders," every time Nico tried to talk to a seatmate. He'd drown him out yelling, "Go Raiders."
And we know that guy, yeah.
Oh, you do? Yeah. I had to confront him. You know, he was drunk, but he kept saying he paid for his ticket and he could say what he wants.
So. He's still around, huh?
But I took care of it in my Jesse way. I broke off a piece of kick-ass and fed it to him in front of his friends.
You did. You can still do that at your age.
Absolutely, I can still do that. I use some of that karate on him that I used to clear out a certain Berlin bunker in 1945. I ran up a wall and did a backwards bicycle kick on his puddin' head in slow motion.
Well, I wish I could have seen that.
Slow motion.
Yeah.
But, were people leaving Nico alone last night
now?
For the most
were Say people, it again now?
Were people leaving Nico alone for the most part last night?
No, they was all bugging him and yelling at him, and they kept I don't know why they kept yelling at him. Who is Rico? Everybody kept yelling, "Hire Rico."
No. They're saying, "Fire Nico."
Oh, is that right? I was wondering why Mr. Harrison need to hear about hiring Rico Suave for a halftime show or something.
No, it's the opposite. It's fire Nico.
Oh, well, speaking of fired, I have a pretty big announcement to make this morning.
Okay.
I got fired last night.
Oh, what? No.
Yeah, so I'm spending this morning trying to update my links end.
And, LinkedIn?
Yeah, and I don't know how to work website, so it's very difficult for me.
Why'd you get fired?
Well, I'm glad you asked me, John, because I was in charge of arena prep, you know. That's one of my jobs as a head usher is I got to, you know, have the make ready on the arena every time before a game, sweeping the floors and locking the doors. And
that's a big responsibility.
It is. Chris.
Tim.
Uh-huh. Tim. And, yeah, and also part of that's turning on all the lights, and they're on a dimmer, and I forgot to turn it all the way up.
Oh, you're the reason why the arena was dark last night.
We got a lot of complaints about it.
Oh, they shouldn't have fired you over that.
A lot of complaints and everything, and I didn't know. I didn't notice. You know, I got those cataracts in my eyes. So
cataracts,
so I can't see so well. And so they fired me for that. Well, it was for that and then another thing, misunderstanding.
Oh, what was that?
The Mav dancers, they love me. They love old Jesse.
I'm sure. You're like a grandfather to them.
Like a grandfather, and I was complimenting them after the game. They were switching out of their uniforms, you know, dressed in the casual gear, getting ready to go home. And I said to one of them gals, you know, I said, "You got some nice titties."
Whoa.
Jesse.
They look real comfortable, you know. Well, they did. She got them on the shoes, her feet's there, and they're just nice sandals looking.
Oh, the sandals, yeah, okay. And, with the D spelled with the D.
She got mad. I didn't know women are sensitive about their sandals these days, but apparently they are.
Yeah, those sandals, T-I-D-D-I-E-S.
Right,
that's what you were talking
about. I know how to spell, but for some reason she gets mad at me. So that's the last time I talk about a woman's footwear. And
yeah, better be careful with that word.
Lesson learned here.
That's right.
I'm going to peel the firing and try to get back on and see what we can do about that.
Yeah.
We'll write a letter for
you. We got to have you there.
Yeah. All right. Well, I appreciate that. Y'all give me a recommendation now?
You bet.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Well, I'll give you the credentials to log into my LinkedIn.
Okay.
All right, now.
All right. See you, Jesse.
All right, bye now.
There goes Jesse the Usher.